Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back. Just going to jump right into it today. It's a little bit of a different kind of show. We'll do the regular stuff, but we got some stuff to talk about. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Not great. Not great.
This is, you know what? This is a little harder than I thought it would be. Not everyone is on social media, which so, you know, when we talk to people on social media, we think we're talking to everybody that listens to the show. And, most people actually don't follow us or know, aren't involved in social media. So they get their information from this, and not everybody listens the week of. So, you know, it's going to take a while probably to get this information out. But, last week we lost, and this is not hyperbole because he's gone, probably the most popular figure on this show that's not one of the hosts. This
universally
guy,
beloved.
He was loved in a way that is impossible to overstate. There, no one ever said, "Who the fuck is that guy? Why is this guy calling? Who's this Midwestern dude?" Everybody fucking loved this guy, and he died last week under tragic circumstances. I'm talking about our dear friend, Kyle Dahl, Kyle and Scani. He was 36 years old. He is survived by his wife and two very young children. And I just don't know what to say. He was such a big part of the show. He loved this show. He loved the people that he met from this show. He was very involved in what we did. He loved being a part of this group, and he loved just interacting with everybody he met from here. And it's just terrible, terrible tragedy.
And personally, you got to meet him, but yeah, we were on a text chain with him, and it was the best. He would just send us random videos. He's driving a tractor and he's got his dog in there riding with him.
Yes.
And he'd show us a video where he's skinned a skunk and he's showing it to his son. And he just would show us shit because we're out on the coast. It's a different universe for 100%. Us. And it was always fun videos. It's bowling night and he's showing us that stuff. And
he's got a three lane bowling alley in his town. I think he loved that he's from this small town, and that's basically being from another century to us. It's just so different than what we know. We know it exists, but it's so quaint and different. And so, you know, he sent me a video of him at a tractor pull one night, on a Friday night. And it was so fucking loud and everybody's out drinking, watching the tractors go through the mud, you know, just shit like that. That was so different. He just got such a kick out of sharing his farm life and his small town life. And he was just such a great dude.
Sweetheart. He really was. He was just kind and funny and, yeah. And memorable.
Yeah.
I've about 6 months ago, someone in my son's life, tragically passed away, and I was trying to, when somebody dies way, way before they should, it's tough to wrap your head around it.
Yep.
What I said to my son is the one thing that you can think of is if someone leaves their mark obviously the sting of it really hurts, but when you think back on someone and you smile, they left a good mark.
Yeah.
And, Kyle certainly did that. And he was part of our family of this show, and yeah, and we loved him.
It is. That's a great way to put it, Ed. All we have once we're gone is the mark we left on people. And there's so very few people that everyone had a positive experience with. That he was just a guy that was so easy to like, that was just so real and so genuine. And he is gone now, and it's awful. But we all have that in our hearts. We have that memory of him and that time that we got to know him. And, you know, it's, I hope I can do that to half as many people as he did, because he was really a special person. I went back in the archives to try to find some of Kyle's voicemails. And it is just funny because we got to know him pretty well, you know, in the recent years. But when he first came on, he just seemed like this wild man, you know, this like wild Wisconsin dude that was telling us like farm shit and, hey, fuck off. And like, he'd sign off a lot of his calls by being like, fuck you guys. And he just,
and well, then, remember the whole, the skunk, when he showed the skunk video, yeah. I think that might've been a response to me being a real pussy about that. Yeah. There was a skunk in my backyard, and he's like, oh, fuck that. Yeah. Skin a skunk.
Yeah, just for fun. Yeah, just to like kind of rub it in. So I thought I would play. This isn't the first time he called, but this is one of the first times he called. And this is from 2015. So he's a young guy here. And this is just us kind of getting to know him, because I think he called in a few times before he was cemented in our mind as to who he was. And this is one of his first calls. Let's hear from the great, our dear friend, Kyle Dahl, Kyle and Scotty.
Hey, Brian, Kyle in Wisconsin again. Hey, I've been listening, or I just was listening to your Friday Facts with T-Raj. And
he's definitely drunk here, by the way. He liked to get buzzed and listen to the show and PBRs. Call in. Yeah, drinking PBRs or Old Milwaukee. That was another thing that he would do, is he would send us the pictures of the beers. Of his
beer.
Yeah, and it was always just the great shitty beers of the world. Hams, Old Milwaukee. It was just like, I'm like, they don't even make this shit anymore. And they do in Middle America, and he would share it with us.
I got to thinking, you need to make a link from your fucking website, Baller Lifestyle website, to your Friday Facts link. Or Friday Facts with T-Raj, because that's some good shit, and I like to listen to that. I only found the Baller Lifestyle because I found you on T-Raj on a local radio station here in Scotty. So, that's my idea. Peace.
Probably should have done that. That was in 2015. He told me to do that. Never did it.
Still getting around to it.
Tim, I might get up to it sometime. Interesting that he signs up off here in Scotty, because he's not calling himself Kyle and Scotty just yet, but he eventually, I think he christens himself that, because like we wouldn't know to call him that. Here, hold on. Let's listen to another one. We'll move on with the show, and then I'll just sprinkle a few of these in as we go in remembrance of our great, great friend, Kyle and Scotty.
Hey guys, Kyle and Scotty again. Say, I can help you out with your Amish question.
So this must be the first Kyle and Scotty reference there. And this is,
he announces his presence there.
Yeah, I think this is in response. He said, I can help you out with your Amish question. I think this is in response to me telling the story of seeing all the Amish people and TV's Tim Allen on the train to San Diego that time. I think that's what he's referencing here. We just talked about it last week.
One of my better friends, he used to be Amish and he left. But I guess first thing, all the ages on the train, it's probably either a whole family moving because they move often to break up the inbreeding, or the whole family was heading across country to go to a wedding. A wedding for Amish is a big deal. They get to go fuck around with, well, their other cousins, I guess. And then as far as the laws of Amish, it's really confusing. There's a lot of Amish communities where I'm at, and every community is different. One you can do this, and one you can't do that. As far as drinking soda and stuff like that, they all drink soda around here. the younger ones, they all have cell phones, but the elders don't know what the younger ones are up to. So any more questions, let me know. That's right. I'll ask my buddy
this
later.
This is all coming back to me. He was such a delightful dude. It's great to hear from him. We'll play a little bit more of our dear friend Kyle and Scani, but Ed, let's break it up. Let's talk a little sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's some stuff that happened in sports this week?
So the big story, this was PGA Championship, is that?
Yes.
Okay. So in Louisville,
yeah.
The world's number one player, Scottie Scheffler,
yes,
was arrested on in the morning of Friday morning of the event or Thursday morning, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yes.
And the police officer is claimed he was dragged and it ruined his pants trying to stop Scottie Scheffler's car.
So I don't care about anything, so I didn't really pay attention. Well, it's my understanding that there was a traffic jam because a shuttle bus working the event
hit someone, right?
Hit and killed a pedestrian. And so Scottie Scheffler comes up on the traffic jam and he's like, fuck, I gotta get in and practice and shit. And so he's like either driving on the shoulder or whatever, like trying to go around the traffic jam. He doesn't know there's a fatality. He just sees a lot of cars in his way and he's like, I gotta get to this thing. And apparently, you know, the cops didn't take kindly to it. My thing is like, and I know you sent me a meme about this. Like
for a rich white guy, yes, this is a real dilemma between siding with the cops or siding with the number one golf player in the world.
And me, as will come a shock to nobody, I come at it from the opposite side, because who am I going to side with less, a rich white golfer or a cop? And it's a real Sophie's choice for me. But I know this guy shot Scottie Scheffler. Like, I mean, I've just seen him and he seems seem like the kind of guy that's got a temper.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, but I've heard people talk about this when you hear, you know, violence, both by cops and against cops and roadside attacks. Just mail him a ticket.
Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah.
Right. Like we don't need.
No.
Hey, obviously, if somebody is doing violent things with their car, but if they're going too fast or what, just mail a ticket. Yeah. We know there's surveillance fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Mail them a ticket.
But it can't be that big of a deal. He doesn't seem like the hothead type. This is actually maybe the biggest news of the entire story. And I might be the first person to uncover this.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. Is this fucking
guy? I'm doing an image search.
Ed, Scottie Scheffler. Try to get one with his hat off, because that's especially jarring. Like maybe when he won the Masters and he's posing with his green jacket. Just give me just wager a guess as to how old Scottie Scheffler is.
Okay, I'm looking at the Masters now.
Yeah.
The fact that you're telling me this tells me he's significantly older. Okay.
Yeah.
He's the number one in the world.
That's right.
He's been at it for a while.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. Yeah. I'm going to say, he doesn't look great for this, but I'm going to say he's 36 or 7.
Yeah, you're being very
I'm saying like I know he's got to be younger than the 46 he looks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you were just shown a picture and not told this was Scottie Scheffler, you'd be kind and say, "Oh, this man's 42 years old."
Right.
The 27-year-old Scheffler, the world's number one ranked golfer, was attempting to get to Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville around 6 a.m. when police say he illegally bypassed the scene of an accident where a pedestrian was killed. Scheffler was charged with, I think they've all been dropped now, but 27 years old.
I remember they were trying to itemize the officer's pants. They're like, those are $120 slacks that he owes, something like that. Yeah. But back to the rich white guys, golf clubs, there are going to be a million cameras right around a golf club.
Oh, yeah.
Just mail them a ticket. Exactly. You know which license plate it is. Yeah. Just mail them a ticket.
Also, this guy's the number one player in the world and has been for a couple years. He's fucking driving himself.
Right.
Why is this guy driving his own vehicle? Like, doesn't he have a personal assistant, a man Friday? Like this same thing happened to Tiger Woods. Got his ankle ripped off on that road that in Hawthorne, that Manuel in Gardenia.
Yeah, he's giving us the lay of the land.
Yeah, he described to us it's a very dangerous road. Why the fuck is Tiger Woods driving himself?
Well, I figured he was going very fast because he just wanted to go out and drive fast. But if you're in the morning, we did the movie Tin Cup.
Yeah.
Even he had Cheech Marin and the other guys driving him.
That's right.
Roy Tin Cup McAvoy wasn't driving.
That's right. And those big old flowy shirts going up against Don Johnson. I mean, Snoop Dogg pays somebody $100,000 a year just to roll his joints.
Jeez.
Like, you think he drives himself? Fuck no. Like, get yourself a driver, Scottie Scheffler. I know you're just an aw shucks kid from Dallas.
Well, I was going to say not a kid, but actually he is kind of a kid.
27 years old. he shouldn't be driving himself. Jesus. Okay, Ed, what else?
And he's got to be worth a ton of dough if he's the number one golfer in the world.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we could look it up. It's on a
different page. Can't imagine the endorsement money is large, though.
It's good. It's got to be real good.
He doesn't strike me as a big pitch man.
I agree. No, I agree. Like,
they'll pay him to use the visor and balls, but he's not mainstream.
Like Mike Trout. Like they put Mike Trout in commercials and they can only give him a couple words to say because
he definitely moves his lips when he reads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Similar idea.
The other big story from the week was the Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker. He gave a commencement address at Benedictine College, and he announced that women should embrace being a homemaker. And then he did, the run-of-the-mill right-wing stuff, condemned IVF, surrogacy, abortion, denounced the LGBTQ community. The thing he's taken the most heat over is certainly saying women should be homemakers.
Yeah. Now
that's
perfectly
fine if some do it.
Sure.
You're talking to a bunch of young women graduating college. Yeah. Like they just got a degree in something. He's like, yeah, and get your ass to the kitchen.
The Benedictine Sisters of Mount Saint Scholastica denounced Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker's commencement speech at Benedictine College, saying they reject a narrow definition of what it means to be Catholic. Okay. In his commencement speech, the Super Bowl winning kicker attacked Pride Month, transgender people, and the coronavirus pandemic. I mean,
What is the cost of Benedictine College? Like, you pay that money and they say, we've got an NFL kicker to give the speech?
And also the speeches are, the commencement speech is like, fucking go out there and kick ass and do, you know, do good work and help people. It's not like,
we're
not talking plandemic.
$26,000.
Yeah. Like, how does, whatever your views, how does transgenderism come up in the commencement speech? I feel like that's just something you could just skip right past. Also,
I didn't even know that was I know about the abortion stuff, but I didn't know IVF was like some evil thing. Like, they don't want people to be like assisted in any way.
I think it goes hand. I don't know.
Because IVF from what I understand, it's like helping people have babies. Yeah, I get my views on abortion are one thing, but like I don't see why you would be against people having babies.
Yeah, it's confusing. I'm sure maybe they only like them to come out the Jesus way.
Right.
Through coming. We only allow babies through coming in our church and not coming. But sometimes people need help.
Sure. You know?
They got their old eggs or whatever. Some people,
yeah. Are you embracing life or right. not?
Some people have janky sperm.
Who's going to bake all those cookies in the kitchen if you don't have babies?
That's right. You got to have some babies, whatever it takes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of buzz about him, and everyone was, you know, taking their shots or defending. You know, of course, certain politicians that you'd expect defended him. The guy from Missouri that helped lead the January 6th shit.
Oh, the guy with the long neck.
Yes.
Cotton.
He was supporting. There are a bunch of. And then Whoopi Goldberg supported him. It was weird.
Yeah.
Bill Maher supported him. I'm most outraged that they got an NFL kicker to give the speech. You pay $26,000 a year.
Yeah.
What do you need the kicker? I still tell you, there was like a last minute fill in my sister's college graduation. And they're like, oh, we got the football coach. And he gives a speech. It's like, you know, graduates, when you're on the 5-yard line in life and shit like that, I'm like, what kind of meathead speech is this?
That's a pretty grave speech like that. I would sign up for that because most speeches are pretty boring.
It was supposed to be like Doris Kearns Goodwin. Instead, they got the Delaware head coach.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't like, you know, have any beliefs you want. But if the actual college is kind of like, hey, what the fuck? I mean, you know, maybe they booked the wrong guy.
Come on. You have women who just studied to be something. And you're like, yeah, but you need to get in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a follow-up story, the Chargers. So this has become a thing that each team has a schedule release video, each NFL team. Yeah. And the Chargers got the high marks. They did like a Sims type thing. And what they do is they show each thing. And when they showed the Chiefs portion of their schedule release, they had a little sim of Harrison Butker doing homemaker stuff like cooking and cleaning.
That's kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, question. Oh, I see it here. Now, kicker, is Harrison Butker like especially good? Because kickers are a dime a dozen. They're right.
You're not you're not supposed to cause headaches. You put up with that shit because of Aaron Rodgers' arm. But like, unless this is the greatest kicker in the world, you just don't put up with nonsense. Yeah.
Who was that guy? There was that guy on the Colts back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Mike Vanderjack.
And
Peyton Manning didn't like him.
He was
elsewhere.
He called him our idiot kicker. Our idiot kicker got loose on a podcast or something like that. Got all liquored up, and then they got a new guy. They was one of the best kickers in the league at the time. Yeah. So,
but you can't rock the boat at certain positions. You're just not that important.
No. Okay. Let's play another Kyle call, and then we'll jump in to the next story. Here's Kyle.
Hey guys, Kyle here. I asked Amish Dave if you wanted to come on here, and he wasn't too interested in coming on. As far as the movies, I know he ain't ever seen those.
We must have been talking about like what Amish people are allowed to do or see. Imagine
witness, or what's Kingpin. The Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Imagine how cool it must be to have a buddy called Amish Dave.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The problem is, I don't got any Amish buddies.
My friendship with him wouldn't last long because, like, pretty much every scenario in life would be like, hey, so in this scenario, what do the Amish people do? Yeah. I would just ask a billion questions.
I'd be like, what's that Amish bush like? Like, do they trim up? What about the butt? Do they clean that up at all? Or is this just full? It's just full. And the legs, they shave the legs.
How do you guys feel about flushable wipes?
Oh, they hate those, Ed. They
love dingleberries.
Well, they probably use. So they probably don't use. Do they have plumbing? They probably just have the
outhouse.
The old school, yeah, or the composting.
Kyle was talking about some have cell phones. They have water.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. That would be the one thing because they're
anti-zipper, right? Only buttons and hooks.
Yeah, and they have to make some adjustments, or else they're just not going to be any more Amish people. So they got to allow a little bit of leeway here. But maybe he tells us here.
Ironically, though, he is on a bowling league. So, I know he bowls 10 frames, and he
does 15
frames. Ups and down while he bowls.
He drinks. Amish Dave. But Amish Dave left the church, so we can't really take Amish Dave's word on Amishism. Because,
but maybe he knows some current members who are sneaking out to bowl.
Yeah, well, maybe it's Rumspringa. Maybe they do an extended Rumspringa.
They do everything one and a half.
That's right.
I guess as far as anything else, I don't know, just calling in because you guys said you need an update, but don't have much to say. So, later.
I mean, love that dude.
What a delight he was. He is so missed. Ed, what else is going on in the world of sports?
Okay, so the United Auto Workers were launching an organizing campaign in Alabama.
Yeah.
And Mercedes-Benz is like, okay, what are we going to do? Let's hire Nick Saban to talk to the workers to try to dissuade them from joining the union.
It's pretty smart.
And yeah, he's a big figure in Alabama.
Yep.
But, you know, the guy who just left college football coaching, and one of the reasons is he didn't like the player empowerment and shit like that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to remain a piece of shit, and I'm going to try to break up unions.
Mercedes-Benz earlier this year brought college football coaching legend Nick Saban to talk to workers at its auto manufacturing campus in Alabama after the UAW announced a bid to unionize the plants there. Well, that's why all the automakers build cars in the South now instead of in the Rust Belt, is because there's no unions there.
Do you think Nick Saban, like before he quit Alabama, he started making some calls? He's like, I wonder if I could hire the Pinkertons to smash some skulls in.
I'm reading, and this is embarrassing because this is a book I should have read 30 years ago. I'm reading Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. And it is crazy to learn that when we started that Ed's not kidding. Like when,
as Pinkertons, like just look up the history of the Pinkertons. Fucking awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if it wasn't the Pinkertons who were like hired cops, they're like cops for hire, right? They're like
Ford just hired like ex-cons and off-duty cops to smash skulls.
Yeah, or they would just call the fucking governor, and the governor would send the National Guard, and they would just start shooting the strikers. They'd be like, "Oh, you guys are on strike," and they would just open fire, kill 10 or 11 of them, and the strike would be
over. Under the rug.
Yeah, everybody go back to work. So that's our history. That's not you know, that's not an opinion. That's just shit that happened.
So fuck Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Anti-sex beds have arrived at the Paris Olympics. I don't understand why they're so. We know they want to fuck after they complete their event. Why do they want to prevent it? You could be creating more super athletes.
Right. Exactly. Like this is where. I mean, this is how we got Yao Ming. They went and they got the tallest Chinese guy they could find. And they went and found a tall, athletic woman, and they made them get married, and then they had Yao Ming. Now, we don't have to force people to do that. We just have Olympics, which they do every 3 months. And now they're making cardboard beds so they can't procreate during the Olympics. There'll be
and
no.
Here's a little update for you, Olympic Tell people. Me. They're going to find a way to fuck regardless.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I mean, I'm just looking at this dorm room right here, and there's a little nightstand at the foot of the bed. You know, you stick that butt up in the air, grab hold of that nightstand, you're good to go. You know, there's a floor. There's probably showers. There'll be no love making in the city of love. Anti-sex beds have arrived in Paris ahead of the 2024 Olympic Games, with their materials and small size allegedly aimed at deterring athletes from getting kinky during the competition. So also, what if you throw the hammer? What if you want to sling the hammer and also throw the hammer in your event? Like, that guy's too big to sleep in this bed.
Right.
His actual competitive ability is being hampered. He's not going to be able to.
He's going to have a sore back best. In the morning.
Yeah, because they're putting on like a hammer thrower or shot putter can't sleep. So you think Sergei Bubka is going to sleep in one of these cardboard beds? I don't think so.
Well, you know, I don't think the Dream Team guys. I don't even think they participate in the Olympic housing.
No.
Because those guys are NBA players, not going to sleep on some shitty cardboard bed.
Yeah, they can't even sleep in regular hotel beds, and you know, you and get also, a heavenly bed there. Yeah.
They are never going to sleep in a bed that is discouraging sex.
Yeah, the bed's twin size. I can't fit in a twin size bed. Ugh. It's too fucking small. Means there's no rooms for the competitors to sidle up together. Well, but they're one on top of, like, do these people not know how sex works?
Yeah, you don't. This isn't the buddy system in school where you're like holding hands and next to, like, you become one. You go 10 toes.
Yeah, the narrowness is not an issue, I don't think. The beds are manufactured by Airweave. Fuck Airweave, which also made the products for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. Oh, and here's some Olympic official in the picture.
The athlete's going to sleep in drawers?
Yeah, this guy can't fuck at all. That's the issue. Oh, my God. It's like two cardboard boxes. Oh. So people that go to Costco will know this.
You're talking about, I'm looking at this guy with the hard hat.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bed. That looks like the smallest bed possible.
Yeah. Scroll down a little bit because the beds are basically two cardboard boxes turned upside down.
Yeah. Yeah. This looks terrible.
It's like those crates that they bring cantaloupes to the grocery store in. Like, and they just flip those over and put a fucking prison mattress on top of it. You know, you see guys, it's like, 90 days for the stay or whatever, and they show them showing up to jail, and they got their rolled up bedroll, and they're supposed to sleep on that, and it's basically like a yoga mat.
Delouse them first.
Yeah, they got to spray them down. That's what these athletes are sleeping on. What is this bullshit?
This is shit that if you drive behind a supermarket, like the garbage pickup,
you just
see a bunch of that shit.
Yes, those things that it's just a cardboard box. We're making them sleep on cardboard boxes
and come on.
Be performing athletic feats like Usain Bolt couldn't sleep on. Yeah, let him fuck.
What are we doing?
What about those lady sprinters with the long ass fingernails and all the braids? You think their braids and fingernails are going to fit in these skinny ass beds? I don't think so.
Shikari Richardson's going to carve up that bed.
Right. This is fucking bullshit. I'm pissed about this.
Ex-Barcelona soccer star may need to take a DNA test amid claim that he sent his twin brother to play for a Romanian club instead of himself. And I think this is genius.
This is
a guy at like the end of his career, I'm guessing. Like, he's no longer Barcelona. And then they're like, well, we've sold you to Romania. And he's like, all right, I'm sending my brother.
Remember when Jose Canseco, he was supposed to fight like Danny Bonaducci or something. It was actually a real, I think he was supposed to fight like a real MMA dude in a boxing match. And he had a piece of poon to break off in Vegas. So he sent his brother Ozzy because he's a twin. He's an adult twin, which, look, that freaks everybody out. We know that. But they did the right thing, and they were in different cities, as I've prescribed should be the protocol. So they're in different cities, but Ozzy shows up to do the fight, and he's got different tattoos than Jose. And they're like, he takes his shirt off. And people apparently know Jose Canseco's tattoos. And they're like,
can you imagine knowing that, but then you're too embarrassed to like tell anyone? You're like, yeah, hey, he's different. And they're like, well, how do you know? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, what a nerd. Whatever, a Jose Canseco super fan. What a weirdo. Ex-Barcelona star may need to take DNA. Well, they have the same DNA. So scoreboard, like, that's not going to fix it. Ex-Barcelona star may need to take DNA test amid claims.
Because when you investigate for a crime, sometimes they get the wrong twin.
They're identical. They are the same everything. They got the same ass dick. They got the same ass DNA. They're the same dude. Just...
yeah,
mirror like image.
Blake Griffin and his brother.
Right.
One never played in the NBA.
It's crazy. That's crazy. There's a lot of those stories. Players who are deemed good enough to play for Barcelona at youth level. I mean, no harm, no foul. Because, like, who knew the difference? The 30-year-old signed for the club in February to help with their battle against relegation.
But now don't you feel like you or I could go play in the Romanian league? Yes, I'm sure his brother's fine.
Of course. Absolutely. What's the difference? You know, this guy ain't like the main guy on the team. He's just a dude. And most of the dudes don't even touch the ball. And when they do, they just pass it to the other guy real quick.
Holds it.
Yeah. I've seen those passes. They just roll it on the ground. I'm like, I could do that. I could do that pass right there. That's no problem. You know, it's the guys up front that do all the scoring, the corner kicks and whatnot. That's the real skill. Okay, let's play another call from our dear friend Kyle, dear departed Kyle. By the way, there's a GoFundMe to help out Kyle's young family.
If you put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. It's also on my Twitter. It's on my Instagram. If you are so inclined, please consider helping out this young family that needs to now navigate life without their husband and father. Here's Kyle.
Hey guys, Kyle Scani. Talk to Dave. He, for one, about the movies, quick, Ed. He's not, or
is this the
never
same one
seen either of the movies, but he is on a bowling league.
No, I just played this one. Brian, come on. Here's the next one. This is from 2016.
Hey guys, Kyle here. Getting back to you on the Amish deal. I asked him, he didn't want to come on. He said, just ask the questions. I'll get the answers. As far as those movies, Ed.
Dude, are these all the same? Hold on. Let's try this one.
Maybe we're hammering him to get that kid, that buddy on.
Might be. He's maybe on this one subject quite a bit.
What's going on? Kyle here. Say, I heard something that caught my attention. Something about snowmobiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brian, you are 100% correct. There's only one way to drive a snowmobile, and that is fucked up. I hope Comanche Coon ain't listening, but me and my buddy, we head up north Wisconsin every year, and it's about 3 days of I don't fucking really remember. and I listened to the episode twice already this week, and something's missing. I was looking for a voicemail from a certain somebody's first. What's up with that, Brian? You said you had it on the computer. Just let's play it. Let's hear it. Ed, let's go. Get him on to. See you guys.
That's this is the angry
yes, that's right.
Answering machine message.
Yes. This is fair. You really need to go. We're not going to revisit a discussion of that because there's potential that I could be sought out. So just take my word for it. That's funny what he just said. Ed, let's do some email/ voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless. Shit.
Okay. A few voicemails here. Let's check in with the audience.
B, hey man, I know I'm early in real time, but by the time you listen to this, it'll be past. But I hope Shay puts you on the brink of dehydration and that you did not get any mail from the AARP. Hope it's a good one, buddy. Happy birthday.
That's one thing about LSU Lala is we always hear from him on our birthdays. Thank you, LSU.
That's right.
Yesterday was my birthday. I appreciate you very much for remembering it. Thank you. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers. Hey, it's Ben 906. Tough to talk about without getting emotional.
Come on, Ben.
God damn, I love Kyle.
Fuck.
What a good fucking dude. When Brian reached out and said, hey, Kyle wants to get in touch with you. He wants to become kind of more part of the community and really give back. That was kind of back in December. And man, ever since then, that dude has been a fast friend. I'm going to miss the hell out of him. All right. Find yourself a PBR. Find yourself a High Life. Even better if you can find yourself in old Milwaukee and raise one to Kyle today.
Yeah.
Thanks for
rest
that.
Rest easy, buddy.
Thank you.
One of the greats.
Absolutely. By the way, Ben, of course, along with Dolomite and Super Lee, hosts the after show on the Stereo app. And Kyle was a huge part of that. And I know they're going to be talking about him this Friday night on the Stereo show. I know they made a post. Oh, Guru Stu is calling me on my phone in the middle of the show. Sorry, Guru. What was I going to say? She took me out of it. Oh, they made a YouTube post, a YouTube video of some of his calls on there. And again, he was a big part of the after show community as well. He just loved the show. He just loved being a part of the show, and he brought a lot to the show, and he loved the people of this show, and we loved him right back. So thank you for that, Ben. Here's another one.
Hey guys, Super Lee. I'm not feeling too super lately. Really down about her. I got Kyle. He was awesome. And you know, I know people think, oh, Lee says fuck Wisconsin all the time, and he hated Kyle. Not true. Kyle and I would text. Both of us smoking the bandit. We go back and forth, but the Wolves and the Bucks, but guy was special, and I really loved him to join us on a Friday after show, and just my heart's broken and doesn't feel much like laughing without him. It's going to be hard. Really encourage everyone, it's not a selfish plug, just everyone to join on the after show on Friday. It's going to be mostly kind of a baller lifestyle memory of an appreciation of Kyle, and I'm going to head actually to the funeral, I believe the next day. That's right. It's that Saturday, and I'll represent all of us there. I think this is a family, and I see how we all come together, and really, he's the best of us, so it'd be easy for him to bring us together, but I like to think that, you know, we do this for any one of us, so that we're all in this together, and I'm rambling. I apologize, but
it's okay, buddy.
Just really appreciate everything you guys put together, and really appreciate time with Kyle. And you know, whatever took him, whoever took him from us, resides in Wisconsin. I'm gonna say fuck Wisconsin with a new passion now. But God, I love that guy. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thanks for representing Lee. You know, to spread the message that he was loved by all of us is what we can ask you to do. And thanks for representing.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Super Lee, for going out and showing the love that we all had for Kyle at his service on Saturday. We really appreciate it. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed. sad day hearing about Kyle and Scotty. Just want to get my thoughts and prayers out to the Dahl family and everyone that listens. Hit up that GoFundMe and give a little cash to the Dahl family. Not much more to say other than that, other than wish it would have been Manuel. Bye-bye.
Jeff in Denver. With the voicemail of the week.
Wow.
Going to be hard to top that. Thank you for that, Jeff. Here's another one. Everybody wants to pay their respects for Kyle, and we're here for it. We loved him.
Brian, Ed, Stephen H-Town. Sad week for the podcast, man. Opened up my Instagram Sunday morning and saw your post about Kyle. And just, man, really bummed me out. It's almost like losing a family member. And then you see the face to the name, man. It makes it hit home even worse. And I don't know if he was the best caller to the podcast, but he was definitely in the top three, man. He will be missed. Really cool that you got to meet him, Brian. It really is. Still rough to take, man. Speaking of you meeting with Kyle, man, I think you should come to H-Town. I know you got at least half your listeners are probably living in Houston or Houston area. Maybe we can all go to an Astros game or something, man. Hang out for a little bit. Just a thought, man. All right, guys. Live every day like it's your last because you never know. It might be. Have a good one. Bye.
That's actually great. That's great sentiment right there. Stephen H-Town, really appreciate that.
Thanks, Steve.
And one final note here, or one final voicemail, which I assume is also about our dear, beloved, lost friend, Kyle Anscani.
Brian, Ed.
Oh, it's Dolomite.
It's Dolomite. Hey, obviously I am reaching out this week because of the loss of a dear, dear friend and perhaps the greatest listener this show has ever known, Kyle Anscani. I remember liking Kyle from the moment that he came into our universe because we made the White Christmas call, and then he sent some kind of email saying he was a Dolomite guy. You know, that's how I first came to meet Kyle, and then obviously we got all of his awesome calls, and he was a very active member of the After Show crew. You know, if I'm thinking about Kyle, you know, I know that I'm not supposed to keep doing my old bits. I've been told that my old bits are wearing thin on some people.
Oh, is that true?
But I do have one old bit where I talk about how Steve Irwin was the best of us. And if they could get him in the ocean, then they could get me. And it got me to thinking.
That's pretty funny.
Kyle was the best of us.
Yeah.
I am hard placed to think of anybody who was a better man than Kyle. He made the lives of everybody around him better. I am better for it. We are all better for it. And I simply wanted to take a moment to speak on the value that he had in my life. This Friday on the After Show, we are going to hold a wake for Kyle. Anyone and everyone is welcome to join us. We'll get that information posted soon. Kyle was a huge, huge After Show guy. He was a huge Brian and Ed guy. And boys, I hope that this moment, this episode that you're going to go through tonight, reminds you of the effect that you have on the people around you. What you have put together and the family that you have built is amazing. And sometimes it's just hard and we have to deal with loss. I don't know what else to say other than hug your families. Tell them that you love them every day because you never know when something fucking horrible like this can happen. So love you, boys. Thank you for everything you do. Kyle, brother, we'll see you on the other side.
Beautiful words, Dolly. Very, very nice words.
The reminder. Yeah, tell the people you love them and everything, but just also appreciate when you're delighted by a voicemail like he would leave. Like, just remind yourself, like, that guy's awesome. Like, just remind yourself of the great people in your lives, And yeah, your people are saying he's made one of the better callers. Like I have never shied away from saying he was always the best caller. Sorry, best. Everyone else. Absolutely. He was the best.
No, he was the best. It was hands down. He's the winner. And that said, let's finish the voicemail segment with a call from Kyle and Scotty.
Hey guys, Kyle from Scotty again. Hate to be a bitch ass fuck, but hey guys, I need a answer. What the fuck is dap or dapping or whatever the fuck that shit is? Sorry to call you guys twice, but I need an answer to this.
Oh, that's a great one.
That dude was the best. Okay, so there was just one email this week, and it was from our friend Matthew Richards. Ed, are you familiar that your mayor, Eric Adams, is holding a rat summit?
He's the fucking weirdest dude on earth. And I, unfortunately, my banged up Knicks got eliminated yesterday, but I was at the game 7, and getting ready for the game, and I checked Twitter to see if they're giving injury updates and stuff. And then somebody posted a picture of Eric Adams at the game, and they just said, "We're fucked." And sure enough, we're fucked. And they lost.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
He ruined it for you guys. He's bad luck. Everyone hates him. I don't know
It's so weird. He's fucking odd, and he might not have ever lived in New York. And, remember, it was his son's apartment. Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo.
He's super weird. But he's trying to deal with the rats, Ed, in a continuing effort to tackle New York City's rat problem. Mayor Eric Adams announced Wednesday the inaugural National Urban Rat Summit will be held this fall. The summit, which will take place on September 18th and 19th, hottest month of the year, by the way, Ed. Rats are going to be out in force. We'll bring together a wide range of experts and leaders from across the country to better understand urban rats and how to lower their populations. New Yorkers may not know this about me, but I hate rats, and I'm confident most of our city residents do as well, Adam said.
That's the only thing that unifies New Yorkers. Right.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking problem in Hoboken too. Yeah. Like they're, because all the we have all those streeteries, the outdoor eating that started during COVID. And like the rats are like, oh cool, more places for us to find food.
Yeah, well, and look, I mean, we kind of got to blame Tony Soprano for this, because in New York the garbage union,
waste management.
They just put the trash out in bags on the street so that it takes manpower. And look, I ain't trying to begrudge a man his job, his livelihood. But when you got a bunch of trash in trash bags on the street, that's fucking like a buffet for rats. They go right into those trash bags and they eat the fucking trash. Like that's why you're breeding rats. You got to have them in bins. You need bins out there that rats can't get into.
Yeah, and like this is technology and stuff, like the garbage trucks that can pick up certain types of bins. This has been around for decades.
Yeah.
And they did like a ribbon cutting ceremony for like one neighborhood starting to use those bins.
That's
like,
crazy.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
It's so backward. The amount of, we talk about this is the richest country in the history. This is the richest city in the richest country. Like, what is going on? We're celebrating that we're starting to use bins.
Theo Vaughn interviewed a trash man. Like, he'll just have people on he'll be like, today, a coroner. And he'll just like ask all the questions of a coroner. And he had a trash guy on and he was a New York City trash guy. And he said he could do his whole route in 2 hours. If he busted ass, they go out every day. They do the route in 2 hours, and then they come back and play cards for the rest of their 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
Like there's nefarious forces at work in the New York City trash game, and it's causing there to be more rats.
Yep.
That's the problem. It's unsafe, and that's going to be the next pandemic.
Of course. Bubonic plague. Yes. That's where it came from.
That's right. Okay, let's play another Kyle call, and then we'll get on to the not sports segment. Here's our buddy Kyle. think I might be skipping some. You know what I'm gonna do, guys? I'm gonna go through because I only just scratched the surface of his calls. I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna just make one bonus pod that's just Kyle's voicemails that, you know, people get, that'll be posted and it'll be up there forever. So anybody wants to check in and hear this guy Kyle we're talking about, you can always go back and listen to the one show that just got all Kyle calls on it, including this one.
Hey guys, what's up? Kyle and Scotty here. Hey, number one, of very few, KC, wherever the fuck you're at, go fuck yourself. Anderson is fucking gorgeous. Brian,
yep.
Keep awesome.
Yep.
Ed, keep it up. You guys have been doing awesome. I ain't been calling in much because you guys got a little political and got me scared. Not really, whatever. Not much that I could talk about, I guess, really. Well, see you guys later.
Kyle. He was the best. Okay, let's talk some not sports, Ed.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of not sports?
So a delightful viral thing went around this week.
Yeah.
It was a supercut of Bill Burr was on Bill Maher's podcast, and Bill Burr just shit all over Maher. And people just loved it. And there was just, you know, he talks about Israel and Palestine, and then and then Maher's taking a hard stance, and it's just great. He destroys him. He's like, "What are you, a general, Bill?" And he just it's so good. I advise everyone to listen to it. It's about there's a 6-minute version and there's 1-minute version. It's so good.
I'm going to listen. Wait, here's a clip. Oh wait.
That has a fantasy football team and thinks he's a fucking GM.
No.
That's exactly what it is. Like, why am I fucking listening to you? Like you've done something. What have you done in Washington? Nothing.
I love Bill Burr. I love Bill Burr.
He said you're from the slacks generation.
Yeah.
He's like, you are slacks.
Yeah. Yes. He's kind of like our Mark Twain, I would say, Bill Burr, because he's
wonderful. Doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck. And you may not always agree with him, but you realize he's always coming from a good place. Like he's thought about what he's going to say. He doesn't say anything just to be outrageous. He says things because he's considered these things and has an opinion on them. And I fucking love him.
And his accent makes people think he's not smart.
Yeah.
But he is smart. He's a very intelligent dude.
Highly.
He just talks, you know, a little more street or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. He's the best. I love Bill Burr. I'll definitely listen to that.
A Michigan woman was found living inside a grocery store sign with a computer and a Keurig. Is that a Keurig? For months.
Yeah, Keurig. Yeah.
She like just set up, but I don't think they have running water. It must have stunk inside that thing.
Well, she probably look. This is like these van life people, Ed. You see these van life people?
Yeah. Wasn't there a big murder for van life people?
Yes. Yes. Brian Laundrie.
That's right. How could I forget that moniker?
How did they have these names? Brian Laundrie killed Gabby Petito.
Very good.
How did they both have those names? How you got two people with those names?
Just a little teaser. If we haven't moved on to the bonus content, there is a name coming up in our stories that is a mind-blowing moniker.
Exciting. Okay, hold on. Let's play this thing. Let's get a little more. Also, always kind of sad to see like the names of Midwestern supermarkets and also like Southern ones and basically any supermarket that's not where I'm from. This place is called Family Fair
That sounds like a bummer. And that sounds like a really low rent dollar store.
Yeah, it's what it looks like. And the I in family is dotted with a heart, Ed. So this is it's really sad. So
you know that anything with a dotted heart, you know they're really shitty to their employees.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's giving big like Hobby Lobby vibes.
Yes. Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm looking at that's the anchor store to the strip mall.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at underneath, there's a Subway. It smells bad.
Yeah.
There's Goodwill. Okay. Yeah. We need Goodwill. The UPS store, we need those.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. You got some rubbery pizza.
The worst.
Karate. There's a karate, of course.
Somebody get molested.
How about one just called Tobacco? No name, just Tobacco.
Tobacco.
But the most bizarre, and there's gym 24/7. Okay, strip malls need a gym.
You got to go to the gym. That's right.
But below karate, Secretary of State. What? Crazy.
Anthony Blinken is set up. He's set up next to the family fair.
Blinken's like, all right, I'm going to get some Little Caesars deal, and then we can talk diplomacy. Come on.
Let's get some info on living in the sign. Let's see what they say.
You hear of someone living inside a store sign. That's what contractors found at this Family Fair store in Midland. Police say the woman was homeless, but in this small area, she had everything she needed.
Fuck yeah. It's
how resourceful she was.
Sarah Lynn Temple is the executive director at the nonprofit Midland's Open Door.
I like when people are surprised that people are able to survive. I mean, it's in our nature.
I respect this woman is finding a way. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should look into why she's unhoused.
Yes.
But it's crazy that she's living inside a sign.
It is. It's insane. First of all, she probably had to climb a tall ass ladder to get in that sign, which is
terrifying. Being on ladders. No, yikes.
No, fuck a ladder. Fuck being on a tall ladder.
Sadly. Yeah. You know who would be ripping us to shreds? Fucking Kyle. You pussies. I've been on a 25-foot ladder last week.
Yeah, he was climbing tall-ass ladders all the time. He was a real man, and he's
a real man, and his text to us would always remind us that he was a real man, and we weren't.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Ed. That's a really good point.
She doesn't know this woman and wasn't aware of the situation until she read it in the newspaper.
Are they going to talk about the shitting?
We never want to see someone break the law in order to have housing. Yeah. But she was safe. She wasn't living in a car that she could have been assaulted in. She wasn't living in the park.
Midland's Open Door provides housing for people who have lost their home.
They can stay, we say, through to a solution. So as long as we're working through the different obstacles they have in their housing, employment, healthcare, et cetera, they're welcome to stay with us.
Temple says they are seeing more and more people having to figure out what to do for housing.
We really would like to see people who are in.
They're not going to give us the details. Like,
and you know what?
How'd she wash her
family
puss?
Fair,
you
know? Yeah. Family Fair should be required to provide her real housing.
They should. Now. Yeah. Yeah. They got tricked.
Right.
This is like the Seinfeld where you got to be where George would have to be the butler of Jerry. That's right. It's he's sentenced or, to being the butler.
Maybe don't put it all on Family Fair. Maybe the Secretary of State can take care of it.
It's right there.
Or karate.
Yeah. They can all pitch in and help her. And also, I noticed that the Secretary of State is there because he's getting a deal because about half the signs in that strip mall are empty. So there's plenty of fucking space.
Use one of those spaces. The karate place could provide like a padding. You know, there's lots of padding in those places.
They got mats. That's right. Yeah.
Give them a mat.
The karate teacher, he needs a break from all the molesting he's doing anyway. So get some of age people in that karate dojo.
And Subway, maybe teach them how to fight. Stay the fuck away. Nobody wants to smell your
disgusting.
Bread.
Disgusting. Don't feed the homeless Subway because Subway is fucking disgusting. Hold on. Let's play another Kyle call. This is the one I just played.
Hey, guys. What's up? Kyle and Scotty here. Hey, number one. Of very soon. KC, wherever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, let's play that one. Hold on. There's a new one.
Hey guys, what's going on? Kyle and Scotty here. Hey, Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Can you shorten up the ringtones on, or the rings on the Google message?
Oh, yeah.
I wait 45 seconds to leave a message. That's too long.
I know.
But
I fixed it. I did fix that.
You guys are talking about killing trees, which I'm not proactive against, for killing trees, but it isn't hard to do. It's a herbicide. You just go get it at your local co-op, farmers co-op, wherever they sell stuff. For Woody Sun stuff, $19 a quart, no big deal. You act like killing trees was rocket science, but no, it's simple stuff.
This is called a stupid.
Hey, call us stupid.
Keep it real, guys. Later. Yeah.
That was when the guy poisoned in the trees.
Tumor's Corner.
Yeah.
The Auburn trees.
We were like, how would you even do that? That's fucking witchcraft. Right. I wouldn't even know the first fucking way to poison a tree. It's impossible. And Kyle's like,
I loved how he broke our balls all the time.
Yeah. He's like, just go get a thing and you're fine. Okay. What else is going on, Ed?
Bride and groom were blasted on social media because they had 15 outrageous wedding day rules for their guests.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Rule number one.
Yep.
This is, and they blurred out the names. This is so-and-so's big day, not yours. Fine. But like, you're reminding people, which kind of sucks. Yeah. Two, do not get in the photographer's way. Three, the attire is black and or gold, not red, blue, green, and definitely no white. Four, do not rearrange seats. We have a seating chart for a reason. Five, if you didn't put out any money for the wedding, keep your should've, could've, and would've to yourself. Your opinion is irrelevant. Six, pace yourself when drinking. Seven, no big announcements or proposals. Eight, if you can't handle or dislike the music being played, simply go home. This is a celebration, not a funeral. Nine, this is a taking over for the 99 and 2000s type of event, so there will be twerking. 10, use the hashtag with the wedding couple's name when posting pics. 11, do not sit down all night. 12, no outside liquor. If caught, you'll be escorted out.
Yeah.
13, refer back to rule number one. 14, the bride and groom said what they said. 15, turn all the way up.
So,
this
bride is a monster, but also...
The bride's a monster. Also, rule number 11, do not sit down all night. It's fucking tiring being, especially in dress shoes. Come on, let me sit.
No, and look, I'm not out there like I might cut a rug a little bit, you know, but I'm getting a little older these days and I can't turn all the way up.
I can turn sometimes. Yeah, not all.
I like to sit down and sip a little Elijah Craig bourbon when I can. That doesn't mean that the party stops just because I'm sitting down.
Right. There's never been a party that revolved around me dancing.
No, that's right. Yeah. But look, I respect it. Look, she's a bridezilla for sure.
Yeah, she's definitely a nightmare to just scold people before the party.
Yeah. Yeah. But they, I don't know where this is. It feels like Philly, maybe.
It does. It gives off major Philly vibes. Let's see where.
I'm guessing she's got a real trashy family. And it's like they need to be reminded of this. Like I won't name any names, but I remember one time a buddy of mine was getting married. And first of all, he had like 14 groomsmen. I was one. And he got us all together, like, I think it was at the rehearsal dinner. And he's like, hey, guys, listen. Tomorrow at the wedding, I want any of you guys bringing any drugs, okay? No drugs at my wedding. And all the guys and were like,
thanks for the reminder.
Fucking kidding, man? What, dude? This is bullshit. And people are like, even weed? And he's like, yes, even weed. He's like, come on, man. What do you mean no drugs? Like, so look. Sometimes people have to be reminded of things that seem like common sense. So that's, you know, like that's maybe what happened at this wedding.
There was a video portal set up between Dublin and New York City. Yeah. And very quickly. So like, it was just random, like people waving to people in Dublin,
That's so
and weird. Then what do you think happened within a couple days?
Somebody probably took their dick out.
Yeah. People started sharing explicit videos, and I saw a little clip of someone just showing a clip of 9/11 from Dublin just to remind New York of their worst horror. They had to shut it down and then like provide like context, like, okay, you can only do this and you can only post video between, you know, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. They just immediately had to restrict it. You can't let people, you can't have unfettered access.
No, because it.
Because dicks are going to show up and 9/11 is going to show up.
Was this like on a big screen in like Times Square?
No, but in a, like, I think it's in the Flatiron area. Yeah. Like, I think it was around 23rd Street. Like, just funny that.
But like where children could see it. Like,
most definitely. That is something kids wanted to look at. Of course, dicks and major tragedy.
That is fucking hilarious.
So Glenn Powell's that super handsome guy from Top Gun, the latest Top Gun.
Yeah.
And that Sydney Sweeney movie that, like, I don't know, something. He's having a moment.
They're like, the rom-com is back. We're doing rom-coms again.
He's having a moment, just like she is.
Yeah.
And he's very handsome. On the red carpet, Glenn Powell's parents showed up on the red carpet with signs trolling him. Stop trying to make Glenn Powell happen, and it's never going to happen.
That's great. That's great.
So they are trying to keep him humble.
They've probably seen that on Twitter. They think it's funny. So he needs that, though.
Like, yeah, I know. Because everyone's probably telling him how handsome and successful he is.
Yeah, he's probably got
it's just some good parenting.
Yeah, he's probably got some weasel from CAA in his ear telling him that, you know, he's got the next big project and he's going to be the next big thing. And here's what happens. These guys start to believe that bullshit. And his parents have to knock him down. Who else is going to knock you down a peg?
Right. Pump those brakes.
Yeah. Calm down a little bit, Glenn Powell. What kind of name is that?
Also, Glenn?
Glenn. What is it, 1949?
That's fine. This dude is like, he's like 25. I
can't believe that.
He's like,
yes.
Come on.
Yeah, a young guy called Glenn?
Oh, I was talking to a buddy.
Tell me.
And there was like a whole issue with a coworker's name, and then the guy was like upset that somebody was making fun of his name or something. And he goes, everyone loves their name. And I was like, well, you tell him my name's Ed. I've never liked my name. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. My name's Brian, which is whatever. But like Ed, you're growing up, you were the only Ed. If your name's Brian, you're one.
Our age.
Yeah.
There are lots of Brians.
Yeah, there's three Brians in every class. There's Chris, three Jasons. Yeah.
Michaels.
Yeah, Mike. Like, it's just, you know, everybody had the same name when I was growing up. So that was an issue.
Diddy. He's really going through it.
Buddy.
And video surfaced. Of him pulling a Ray Rice. He threw down and kicked his ex-girlfriend twice.
He's wearing a towel.
Yeah, he was chasing after. I watched it. I'm like, what are you doing? You're wearing a towel. Just let her go. In a hotel, I believe in California.
Yeah.
And he said, I hit rock bottom. This happened a while ago, but he's under a lot of lawsuit stuff, like several lawsuits.
Yeah.
And when video surfaces, I was saying this to a buddy in town, like Ray Rice, everybody knew he fucked up that girlfriend in the Atlantic City casino.
That's right.
When the video surfaces,
that's it.
You're looking at it and you're like, oh my God, that's worse than I thought.
Yeah, because it's a man. Well, the Ray Rice one, he knocks her cold.
But we knew he knocked her out. And then when we saw it, it's just that much more jarring.
Because it's just not something you see, you know? It's just your brain isn't really able to process that. And also, look, Ray Rice, Rutgers product. I know he did his penance or whatever, but I'm guessing that by the way he was so quick to fucking throw a short right hand and knock out the wife.
Right.
That wasn't his first go round. Didn't look like the training wheels were on for that one. Yeah, that's pretty studied, I would say.
A reminder that the video pretty much ended Rice's career.
It did. Yeah.
Because he was averaging like 3 yards a carry at that point.
It was like 3.1 at that point. It was over.
Joe Mixon video surfaced of him tuning a woman up at a University of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's still playing.
Well, he did drop to the third round, though, Ed. Like, it's, right. Well, it's, it,
Tyreek Hill, yeah. Several incidents. Got kicked out of Oklahoma State. People found a way to forgive him.
Pretty fast, Ed.
Yeah.
He knows how to get open.
So, not so principled. Did he? If he's making a whole lot of people money in 1998, he gets away with it.
Yeah.
Right now, Diddy is like fucking yesterday's news.
100%. And I would encourage everybody, for two reasons, to follow 50 Cent on Instagram. Because one, the first reason is to get an update on when that Den of Thieves 2 is coming out. Because we were huge fans of Den of Thieves. And then COVID, the number one casualty of COVID, sorry about your grandma, but the number one casualty of COVID, obviously, is Den of Thieves 2, which has been shelved, apparently. And so I watch 50 Cent's IG to see if there's going to be an update on Den of Thieves Part 2. But more importantly, every single day, he's just annihilating Diddy. He's the ultimate troll, and it's so funny. And he's like, I don't know who's advising this guy. This is a bad move. What's he like? He apologized to everybody but Cassie. Like, somebody, he needs to get a better PR guy. He just rips him every single day, and it's great. Let's play another Kyle voicemail before we get to our last couple stories here.
Hey guys, what's going on? Somebody called me out thinking I'm a fucking Packer fan. Fucking wrong. Fuck the Packers and everyone associated with them. That's a fucking cult. If anything, go Brewers. They just swept the shit out of the fucking Orioles this week. So
hey,
I made my fucking July 4th. So hey. God bless America.
Unbelievable.
Later, guys.
Great 4th of July for Kyle. Not so great for Ed.
Well, I will tell you, we know that call was before Adley Rutschman has been called up because they have not been swept.
Yes.
That
was in 2017. So they're much better now. Yes. Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Okay, I promised you we got a big-time name, and here it comes.
Yeah.
Country singer Zach Bryan and his girlfriend nearly died when their vehicle flipped and crashed, and happily they didn't die. His girlfriend's name, Brianna Chicken Fry.
That's not a name.
Chicken Fry.
Was her dad the Colonel Sanders? Her grandpa?
What a moniker.
What army was that Colonel Sanders in, by the way?
Yeah, I think he was running gas stations in Kentucky.
Is this like her Instagram name or something? Like, what's
pretty attractive? How fucking old is Zach Bryan?
Right.
Look, do you see this picture of him?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Let's see. You're gonna guess. I'm gonna look it up.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. Is this fucking guy?
Okay, Ed, I don't know really anything about Zach Bryan. I like country
music.
I know his name.
Like,
sure.
He's a known thing. And I gotta say, this Brianna Chicken Fry, which, like an Instagram name.
Nom de plume.
LaPaglia or LaPaglia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a picture of them. This looks like a Make-A-Wish situation. Like,
it does. Like, my goodness, that dude, Cash is King, should be under each picture of them together.
Yeah. Like, Zach Bryan, first of all, save some first names for the rest of us. But secondly, hey, how about maybe going outside and seeing some sunshine once in a while, kid? Like, you're very pasty.
I'm pasty, and I'm definitely tanner than that dude.
Yes. Yeah. I'm looking at him. He's very pasty. It's time to go honest with the haircut. Shave that head. I know he's very successful. He's got a hot girlfriend. I'm going to say Zach Bryan, country artist, who's I can't name a song of. I'm going to say he's 44 years old, Ed.
He's 28 years old.
Whoa, like Scottie Scheffler.
These dudes are drinking the same water.
It's true. Well, I am a fan of this Brianna Chicken Fry myself.
I'm thinking I might want to follow her.
Yeah. No, no.
And that's where the story about them almost dying was from her Instagram. She talks about that there was a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah.
They thought they were going to die. Vehicle. Yeah.
Very sad.
Finally, a little update. Yep. You and I called it, and then wasn't it later that same night?
It was.
That I got a breaking story. So we talked about that. Pastor was like, I tried to bring my wife back to life when she killed herself.
Yep.
And we're like, kind of sounds like he murdered her.
Yeah.
Update, FBI and U.S. attorney are asked to investigate the, quote, suicide of South Carolina pastor's wife, Mika Miller.
Ed, I mean, I don't want to take credit, but I believe I said, hey, local authorities.
Right.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but women almost never commit suicide via firearm. It's unheard of. It's just such a rare occurrence.
Yeah, overdose on pills or something. Yes, but they don't shoot themselves like that.
They feel bad about the mess. They don't want to leave anybody a mess to clean up. They don't. It's in their nature. They don't do gun suicide. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's unlikely. It needs to be investigated further. And I'm glad the people of whatever township this is are listeners of the show, Ed.
Yeah. Bonus listeners.
Oh, yeah. They're paying the $5 a month. We
talked about it late.
Yes, absolutely. That's fantastic. It's great news. Okay. Once again, if you're listening, please consider just making as much donation as you can to our dear friend Kyle and Scani's GoFundMe. I will work this weekend to put together a bonus show that's just exclusively the great calls of Kyle and Scani over the years, so everybody can just have that to listen to, just to hear his voice and get his sense of humor, and maybe people that weren't regular listeners of the show can see a side of Kyle that they didn't know before. His family, we miss him greatly. He was the man, and until next
Love
time
him.
Yeah,
Love
we will see you next week. Thanks, Ed.
Goodbye.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.